السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما كانوا يشعرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: آية المنافق ثلاث: إذا حدث كذب، وإذا وعد أخلف، وإذا اؤتمن خان. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, there are three kind of people. One is the true believers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah: الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Then there is the group who reject and deny the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are kafirun and mushrikun. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the same verse that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, that they do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khatam Allahu ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala absarihim ghishawa wa lahum adhabun azim. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed their hearts, their ears, and their eyes are closed, so they cannot see the truth. And the third category is munafiqun, the hypocrites. So in this beginning chapter of the Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned the qualities of the believers in four verses, and mentioned the kuffar in two verses. Then he elaborate about munafiqeen and hypocrites in 13 verses, explain their wrongdoings and their mischievousness and their crookedness. And then later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the whole surah with the name of Suratul Munafiqun in Madinah Munawwarah. It is said that more than 60 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about munafiqun in the Holy Quran. Now, who are these people? An-nifaq huwa mukhalifatul batinu lizzahir. A person is saying something and inside the heart he has something else. Double standard or double face. وَالنِّفَاقُ فِي الْإِصْطِلَاحِ هُوَ الْقَوْلُ أَوِ الْفِعْلُ بِخَلَافِ مَا فِي الْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْإِعْتِقَادِ. Whatever he is saying or whatever he is doing inside his heart, his aqidah, his faith is totally different than what is, you know, exposing or portraying in front of the people. وَالْمُنَافِقُ هُوَ الَّذِي يَسْتُرُ كُفْرَهُ وَيَظْهَرُ إِيمَانَهُ. And these are the people who have hypocrisy in their heart, in nifaq. They expose their iman in front of the people and they hide the kufr and shirk in their heart. What happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah? There were the Jewish people living inside the Yathrib, inside the old Madinah Munawwarah. And they were wealthy people, they were controlling the economy, they were, you know, doing the businesses, and they were kind of rulers over the Ansar, the, you know, farmers of Aus and Khazraj, the people of Medina. So the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he has this zeal and desire to become a leader of the people of Medina. And because he has the power, he has the wealth, and his intellect. They were very educated people, smart. So people used to follow and believe him as a leader. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara, the whole scenario has changed. Because of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and honesty and truthfulness, each and every person of Madinah Munawwara embraced Islam, except this group of munafiqeen. There were over 300 people. So now Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul became an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that because of Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I lost my position, I lost my leadership, and that was, you know, hurting within himself. But because they were in minority compared to the Ansar, they were in majority, and they all embraced Islam wholeheartedly, openly, and with honesty, and they promised to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, you are our leader, you are our prophet, you are our messenger, we're going to believe in you for everything, and with your every indication, we will sacrifice our lives, we'll sacrifice everything for you. And Ansar has proven that. When time came, he offered himself, their families, their belongings in front of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, because they were majority and Jewish, they were in minority. So openly they cannot oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what they tricked, they say, okay, let for the sake of unity and social, you know, affairs, let's show them that we are also Muslim. So they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and openly they just said, we recited kalima, we believe you is the prophet. And they used to come to the Masjidul Nabawi, they used to perform salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to take part in the mashwara, in the counseling, everything. But inside the heart, they used to hate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they used to hate Islam. So openly they were doing something, but internal, inside the heart, they were hating Islam and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the, you know, quality of the hypocrite, that something else is exposing, and inside the heart they have something else. And that's why they used to do the conspiracy with the kuffar of Makkah, used to encourage them that, you come to Madinah, you attack, and then we will support you. Even in one of the battle, was very tough battle, they, on the time of fighting, they, Abdullah ibn Salul, you know, back off with all his followers, more than 300 people. And they came back, Madinah, they, we're not going to fight, this is a long, it's a big in numbers, etc. So there were so many occasions where, you know, they used to betray Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to try to harm, even several times, they planned to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if Jibreel salam protected him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him beforehand, so he was protected. That's how killing, that's how shrewd and smart they were with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam. So there are two kind of nifaq and hypocrisy, always explained. One is the nifaq of the i'tiqad, belief. That is the munafiqeen. Openly, they used to say, we believe in one Allah, we believe Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the messenger, but internal, they never used to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they never used to believe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam. So this is the nifaq in i'tiqad. And because that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning, the women and nas, there are a group of people in Medina, may yaqulu amanna, openly they said, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and we believe on the يوم القيامة وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. But Allah knows what is hidden in the heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confirming that they are not a true believer. So in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to inform our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that amongst the people of Medina, who is a hypocrite and who is a true believer. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by name knew every individual that he is a hypocrite or he is a true believer. But openly, for the sake of unity, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used to expose them. If they are coming and praying salat, Rasulullah said, no, he is a munafiq. But he never used to say, okay, get out from here. You are not true believer. You don't pray behind me. He used to allow them to pray. He used to allow them to sit in the majlis. He used to allow them to take part in the jihad, knowing that they are not true believers. They are hypocrite for the sake of unity. To that extent, when Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul was dying in the last breath, his son, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, became a true believer. Abdullah ibn Ubay bin Salul's son, Abdullah, became a true believer. He was the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, ya Rasulullah, my dad is, you know, doing wrong things, mischievous whole life. Now he's dying. This is my wish. If you can give your kurta, your kameez, is a kafan, may Allah will forgive him and pray salatul janada on him. On his request, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared to sacrifice his own kameez mubarak and gave it to him as a kafan. That was the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, just inform me when the janaza is ready, I will come and perform salatul janaza on him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very strong believer, he opposed. He stood up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, ya Rasulullah, you should not do this. You should not attend his funeral. You know he is a hypocrite. He troubled you and Islam a lot. Now let him go to the hell. You don't perform salatul janaza on him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alamin. He said, Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the choice. Whether you make dua for him or you don't make dua for him. You make istighfar for him or you don't make istighfar for him, but I'm not going to forgive him. So Allah has given me chance. So I wish may Allah forgive him. Even he troubled me whole life. Whatever he did to me and Islam, regardless, after all is a human being. I want him to go into paradise and protect him from the hellfire. That was the rahmah and mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he performed the Salatul Janaza. Even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala now opposed him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayah there and there that, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from today onwards, you should not go to any munafiqs Salatul Janaza, and you should not perform Salatul Janaza upon them. They are hypocrites, they are enemies of Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayah and stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to attend the funeral of any munafiq. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he knew individually everyone, so he has written the names of the hypocrites of Medina and gave the list to Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala an, that these are the list of hypocrites and you are my secretary, you must keep it in secret. Don't expose this matter to anyone. This is amana. So Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an used to keep the names of the munafiqeen, and he never used to say anyone else. And look at the feeling. This is my point. This is the Hazrat Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Malika, one of the Sahabi said that I knew by myself there are 30 Sahaba radiallahu anhu, 30 of them. They used to, you know, Ibn Abi Malika said that I found